All right, Coach Stille, you never trailed tonight. 23 first quarter points. You've had some good first quarters this year.
If I could take those first quarters and put them in the third or fourth quarter, that'd be awesome. But our guys are starting fast, and that's good to see that we're getting out and get going right away.
Well, you average 56 points a game, and you put up 39 in the first half and had a double-digit lead pretty much the entire second quarter and heading into the locker room.
Yeah, I thought our guys played well the first half. I thought we struggled a little defensively, but offensively I thought we really pushed the tempo. We looked to attack their zone quite a bit. We got some easy baskets out of it. Our press got us a couple easy baskets for Malga, and that kind of got him going a little bit, and it was nice to get him involved early on. And then we came out and went to halftime, and we talked about just attacking the zone a little bit more and really working to get into that. I didn't think they'd come out in triangle and two, so they threw something else at us that we weren't ready for.
24 points for Yanga. Cham Dang with 20 and certainly did his fair share of the window work tonight on the glass.
Yeah, those two played well tonight, and those two, they're capable of doing that every night in and out. It's just we've got so many other guys that can score as well with them, Lamar, Duque, Hoops. Knapp and Trace and those guys off the bench. Ethan James comes in and hits a big three. Mm-hmm. Those two can score when they need to, and that's nice to have out of those two to be able to take over the game there in the end and really go to the free throw line and make some free throws. It's something we got to work on a little bit more yet.
Third quarter, they come out, score the first 5 points, close the gap to seven. That's as close as they would get in the second half. You built up a double-digit lead, and the fourth, they got an early bucket to cut it to eight, but your team just kept them at bay.
Yeah, we just kind of kept them just far enough away where they were still in the game, but close enough where it was just not comfortable enough for me. It was, we just got to start putting teams away, and Coach Cohn and I just talked a little bit. It's our youth yet, and just start finishing ball games that we don't have in us yet. So those are things that hopefully as the year goes on, we can start putting teams away, and I can't complain. We're 5-0, so you can't complain a whole lot about it, but it's just little things like that that we need to continue to work on. But our effort was there again tonight. Our guys played well, and hustled on the floor. I thought we hit the glass a lot better tonight, both offensively and defensively. So those are things that we'll just continue to get better at, and I think we're doing a better job.
Speaking of youth, give credit to Cherokee. They got some good, that sophomore class has some good players.
Yeah, that sophomore class is pretty good for Cherokee, and they're going to cause some trouble here as they get going and get more confidence. Their team, that'll be scary the second time around back at our place, but it'd be nice to have them over there instead of over here.
Hey, speaking of confidence now, we go to Lamar's coach on Friday night. What does it take to come up with 32 solid minutes against those Bulldogs?
It's going to take a solid defensive effort, and we're going to have to play every possession and value each and every one of them. And I think our guys will be ready to go. I just talked to them in the locker room. I said, we've never played well at Lamar's since I've been here, but we've got to focus in these next 2 days and have two great days of practice and go over to Lamar's and give them a heck of a ball game and move to 6-0, hopefully.
All right. I know you're going to give a great effort and have fun in the next 2 days of practice. Congratulations on a really good game tonight.
All right. Thanks, Chris.